I expect to. You never know. Maybe I'll get disgusted and I won't bother coming in. Well, I have to be in for Mechiras Chametz anyway. Tuesday, it'll be in the bulletin. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights. And probably an hour Motzei Shabbos. Or next. And there'll be an express line again. I have to put everything together, which I didn't do yet. Chedus Haldodus Wednesday night, Gimel Nisan, Beis Nisan, whatever. We have to decide if we're going to say the night's date or the day's date. We have to make a consistent pattern.
We should say the night.
We should say what it is now.
We could say Mitzvah.
So it is now Gimel Nisan. That means that's what we say. It's Gimel Nisan. Wednesday night, Gimel Nisan. Or Le Gimel Nisan. Yeah. Well, we don't. Yeah. That'll be even more clear. Tovus al Dovus.
Yeah.
Shar Yichud Ha'Maisa. Perek Hamishi. We started the end of Kuf Pei Ches yesterday, where the Yetzer Hara says if things are going well, the Yetzer Hara urges you to press forward and to involve yourself and to build on your success. And we're talking about in Yoni Olam Hazeh, and to build up the business and to take advantage and press forward and to enjoy and go on trips and take tours and to, he takes advantage, and what he does is when you're successful, so he makes you want to be part of that world where you're seeing success, and he pushes you to grow and expand and take advantage and start enjoying the finer things in life. And he brings down psukim to that effect. And he says, you know, you only live once, and this is it. And if you're not successful, what does he say? We're on Kuf Pei Tes now, around 10 lines down. He says, you know, look around you, and the people who are not involved in spiritual pursuits, they're being matzliach, and you're a parasite, a good for nothing, you're verschleppt, schlamazel. It's because you're always in shul, you're always davening. And he even quotes psukim, and he says, listen, you know, what do you need this for? He says, you know, when people try to be good, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktikim et tzaddikim kuchot asayra, and you can never win, you're always chasing, there's always, there's always nisyonos, as you well know, and then you always fail, and Hashem is punishing you. And the better you are, the harder it gets to be good, which is, it's almost logical, because there is a certain truth to it, but like everything else, it's a twisted truth, and it's sheker. And we'll see in a second why it's sheker. But that's his point. And in a certain degree, it's true. You know, he says, look around you, you know, the people who are smiling and smug and satisfied are the people who are, you know, and you're worried about davening with a minion, and you're worried about learning, and you're worried about kashrus, and you're worried about all these things, and you're having a rough life. And these people are having a geschmack of life. The truth is, they're having a rough life also, because everybody has a rough life, but you know, of course you don't see that. You only see the chitzonius, the external, and they look very happy, and they look like everything's going well. And he even quotes psukim to say that, you know, Bekrova Yekodesh, V'chadom Lekach. That's a second thing. He attacks from all fronts. If things are going well, he says one thing. If things are going poorly, he says another thing. Now we're going to start a third thing. So we're going to start now around halfway down the page, a little more than halfway. V'chashayir b'chayozma. When he sees that you're engaged in lasos dover mimaise hamishmas, he sees that you're in an obedient sort of a mood, and you know you want to toe the line and listen to everything. He'll make it seem impossible. He'll be magdil. It's hard. He said, you know, this year I'm really going to face, I'm going to do Arba Minim. You know, said, oh, it's so hard to find good ones, and it's so expensive, and why can't you just do whatever? But other people do. Yagdil HaDover Be'inecha, he'll make it seem like enormously difficult and you know, obstacle filled. V'yartiecha mimenu, and he'll get you scared. D'moyim minyoni atzom, let's you decide you want to fast Bahab. Want to fast Bahab, you feel, you know, taka, maybe a little too much levity on Yom Tiv, and you want to fast Bahab. Well, stop, you want to fast. It's not a bad thing to do. Maybe to us it sounds strange, maybe, but in the times of Chayv HaLovah, certainly it wasn't. A person says, fasting was, you know, a normal thing to do in the process of doing tshuva. Baravon yom alecha, she says, you better not, you're going to get weak. Yisham alecha, kizay yachlishcha. Now, we adopted all the tainus of the Yetzirah, and we believe it's true. Now, either it is true nowadays, because we are weak, or he won already, so we move on to other battles. But he says, what does he say? He says, it'll make you weak, and you'll get sick. But really, you can extrapolate, because the Chavik HaLov is, the point is not the fasting, and the point is not this particular point. The point is anything you want to do, so he makes it seem unattainable, or dangerous, or difficult, or not worthwhile, or you won't do it anyway, you won't reach your goal anyway, and people will make fun of you, and who do you think you are, and you'll get sick from it, and you have to watch your health, and of course you have to vacation, and you have to take it easy, all these things. Yizei yachlishcha, it'll make you weak. V'yachloscha, it'll make you sick. V'yimnoacha, and it'll stop you. Minyoni olomcha, v'achrisecha, it'll stop you from living life. Well, let's say you decide you want to get up. Again, although this is time, this was not a crazy thing to do. You want to get up at night, you want to daven. You want to be shofech his nafsho to Hashem. I'm not saying nowadays it can't be done. Maybe nowadays also would be a very good thing to do. You wake up 3 in the morning, it's quiet, the phone's not ringing, nobody's... It's quiet, nice and quiet. You could do his bodidus, you could talk to Hashem, you could cry. So you want to, you know, you set your alarm for 3 o'clock. And the Yetzirah says, listen, you have to sleep, you need your sleep. Because the way the Chavik HaLovah says it, apparently it was a not abnormal thing to do. He says, if it was davening at night, Yedaber b'nafshecha, he'll have you imagine, ki hasheina chashuva l'cho min ha'ochel, I tell you, listen, sleeping is more important than eating. You know, your body, mamish, needs to rest. Remember, we're talking about waking up one night, right? But it makes you think like, the world's going to come to an end if you get up one night at 3 in the morning. Shemeres al briuscha, umachzekes gufcha, yosem en achila vashtia. Or, if you decide you want to give tzedakah, you're going to be generous this Pesach, you're going to give much more tzedakah than you're used to for the aniyim, for kupushal tzedakah. V'monyim minyoni hamatonos vatzedakah, or maybe you want to volunteer for Karen Lev Yisrael. So he says, no, it's very hard work, and people are pushing and shoving, and it's a thankless task, and people are going to yell at you, and you're going to mess up anyway. Better stay away. This is the Koach HaDimyon. He'll exaggerate possible downsides, and he won't talk, obviously he wants you to forget about the mitzvah involved and how you do crazier things if it's a question of earning money or enjoying yourself. People go bungee jumping, you know, but they like the thrill. So, but anything you want to do, he conjures, this is the point of the Chayim HaLovah, he'll conjure up images of worst case scenarios, and he'll make it seem inevitable, or normal, or probable, or disastrous. If you want to give more tzedakah, yedaber l'cha, he'll make, tzedakah, whatever. If you don't have enough money, you won't be able to put away money this month for your daughter's wedding, what's going to be. Yidam Malacha, he'll make you imagine Avdan Mamoncha, he'll conjure up images of being poverty-stricken. V'yitzayir Esa'oni L'negedei Necha, V'yale Alipcha Hashpolos, Amiskenus V'hadalus. That wouldn't be such a bad thing. That might spur you to give tzedakah, if you imagine how bad it is. V'kach b'chol sug, b'sugei hamailus, all types of qualities that you, when you have an urge, an instinct, you want to do something. You want to stay up a whole night this year, Pesach night, and you're going to read the Medrash says about Yetzias Mitzrayim, or you're going to learn Sefer Shmos. That's what I tied in Muncie. I said, you know, the best secret Yetzias Mitzrayim is to learn Chumash with Malbim. That's what I decided. You learn the story, and you learn a little deeper beneath the surface. You don't just read the story, but you read. So I said it with Malbim. So I made up with some of the Chavrusashaf. And well, 1 year we did it. After the Seder, we met in the Mesika Minyan in Muncie. And we learned Chumash and Malbim. From the beginning, we didn't get very far. It would take 10 to 12 hours for sure. And we started from the Mialdos, from the beginning of Shmos, basically. And we learned with Malbim. So we didn't get too far, but it was a very good idea. So you say, oh, I'm going to do that this year. Then, nah, come on. It's going to kill you, Yontif. It's going to kill you, Yontif, and you won't be able to be Sameach. Like, that's the type of thing. We've all experienced this.
What? Not true time law.
None of things he says here is not true. So you have to know if it's true or if it's exaggerated. No one ever got sick from fasting one day, I dare say. No one, people don't sick from being up one night.
I understand, but someone stayed up all night fasting. It could.
If it's true, it's true.
Okay.
Yeah. We're going to learn in a few moments how to discern, mm-hmm. you know, what to say back. Meanwhile, he's presenting things that the Yetzer Hara says, and they ring true. They all ring true. The kach b'chol sug misugi ha-mailus ha-mitzvos yizom, he will plan la-hartiyacha to scare you. V'yagdulis ha-dover olecha, he'll make it seem insurmountable. G'deisha tisatzel bo, you'll be lazy, you won't try to overcome it. But this is true about virtually all Averis, and maybe not even virtually, but all Averis. In fact, the Gemara really says this. The pleasure one imagines doing an Avera is very over exaggerated. It's really not that pleasureful, but he builds up. And that's how you develop a taiva. He builds up, like, oh, this is going to be so gishmak, this is going to be so good. And you develop that taiva. V'im chashavta al dvar aveira, mechabe v'lecha hano'osa, he makes it seem like, whoa, this is going to be the answer to all your dreams. M'shapeach oscha achrisa, and you know, achrisa might be ganem, it might be that 5 minutes after the Hanoah is gotten, there's no zecher of it anymore. Umizori is all schal asiyos, and he tells you, hurry up and do it. Vanatiyo eleha. Okay, we'll stop here.